Charlie, would you give us a C sharp on the piano? We're going to ohm.
A C sharp.
Yes, sir. Please ohm with us. Oming is a way of affirming our connection to each other. Combining our water is a way of affirming our connection to each other. The incredible, beautiful thing it is to be alive, to be able to show up here today. I also can't help but remind you that, and some of you don't know this, because of course some of you are here for the first time, but 20-something years ago, this congregation welcomed refugees from Uganda. And we housed them, we helped feed them, we helped find jobs for them. There's been no more crucial time to do something like that. And I just ask you to hold that thought in your minds. I don't know if we can do it again. I don't have any idea. And some of you may be wondering, well, what difference would it make? If there are 3,000 a day coming across the Hungarian border, what difference would it make? But it would sure make a heck of a difference to that one family that we might bring to Greenville and treat with hospitality. I don't want to prevent you from anything. I want to present you this morning with a difficult challenge. It begins as a challenge for the mind. But as it winds its way through your mind, I hope it will feed your soul and bring you joy. Here is the challenge. Imagine yourself part of everything, coming out of everything. Some of you will remember that at the end of David Mitchell's novel, Cloud Atlas, the abolitionist is mocked by his opposing father-in-law. The father-in-law is a slaveholder. And the young man is becoming an abolitionist. And the father-in-law says, as you die, you will realize that you are only one tiny drop in the ocean of humanity. And the son-in-law replies, yet, what is any ocean but a multitude of drops? There's your challenge. Think of yourself this morning as a single drop of water in a vast ocean, but also someone who, through your single drop-like quality, creates a vast ocean. Think of yourself as part of the ocean that comprises everything. Remember that Carl Sagan said, if you really want to bake a cake from scratch, you have to first create the universe. The seventh principle of the Unitarian Universalist Association acknowledges the interdependent web of life. That is what is necessary for Carl Sagan's scratch cake and David Mitchell's vast ocean. Stars orbiting at the furthest edges of the universe were necessary to our next bite of scratch cake. Our next swim in a vast ocean. Again, the abolitionist replied to his father-in-law, yet what is any ocean but a multitude of drops? And we are tempted to let such an image, such a sense of connection, lull us into a sort of self-satisfaction. Oh yes, oh yes. The great Greenville Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. A place where I can go and get my fix of good friends, liberal religion, no guilt, no hell, no crazy ideas about an angry God. The music is good. The people seem to like each other. Programming for the children is good. They are going to learn that the world is full of all kinds of religions and people, and they are free to choose their own thoughts, beliefs, opinions, the works. I would remind you that Avery Gardner went home after being here one Sunday and said, "Mom, not only do they let us think for ourselves, they expect us to think for ourselves." But this morning, I want to deeply and profoundly challenge you to stretch your experience of both yourself as a single drop of water and yourself as a vast ocean. Some folks like to talk about the little self and the big self. Connection, awareness, consciousness of either, of both, is the challenge. As we identify solely with the small self, we become selfish. Where is my bite of scratch cake? Are my children getting a large enough slice of scratch cake? Have my accomplishments been acknowledged? Are my needs being met? Is my identity being recognized? When is it my turn? Selfishness is not always a bad thing. Sometimes the best answer to someone's statement like that is, "Yes, I know. The same thing happened to me." Or perhaps, "Yes, I'm like that too." But other times, it's important, especially when listening, to say, "Tell me more about that. How did that make you feel?" As we begin to identify with the big self, the ocean rather than the drop, we notice connections. Relationships become more important than outcomes. You begin to see the distant horizon and worry less about your piece of cake. We forget about the question of who will take care of me, and we begin to wonder, how will we take care of each other? We are the big self, the ocean. You may disagree. You may insist that you feel much more like a tiny drop. But if you choose that thought, that identity, that way of being in the world, you limit yourself dramatically and unnecessarily. What will the effect be of such limitations? You will lose the opportunity to work magic. Wayne Dyer just died last Sunday. The prolific writer, speaker, media icon never limited himself. And he encouraged us to do the same. One of his iconic phrases went like this: "If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change." This has been demonstrated time and again. Physicists tell us that even subatomic pulses of energy change as they are observed. Perception is critical to our experience of reality. Give it a try. See yourself as ocean more than drop. It may widen your horizons to the point that you are capable of more love and less self-absorption. After all, love is all there is. Love is all there is. And the illusions created to distract us from love are heinous lies. That's the challenge for today. See yourself as that ocean of love, oneness with all the love that pulses at the heart of every subatomic particle, the love that pulses throughout all of life. Make love your cause. Make love your effect. Make love your reason for rising in the morning and lying down at night. Remember the ancient passage from 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. It is at the heart of every principle of the Unitarian Universalist Association. It takes a loving heart to see the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Only a loving heart can foster compassion in human relations. By giving and receiving love, we encourage spiritual growth in ourselves and our congregations. Love pricks our collective conscience and pushes us to affirm the democratic process. Love emboldens us to seek truth. By loving, we can create a world community of peace, liberty, and justice for all. And only love can widen our horizons to the point that we finally respect the interdependent web of all life. Let's end where we began. It is a difficult challenge. Our minds are specifically wired to so many things that don't feel like love. Drive the car, load the dishwasher, wash the dishes by hand, bathe, brush teeth, go to work, school, whatever it is on your to-do list, answer the phone, or read the latest text. Even when we have nothing to do, our minds will lock on to the next thing or the last thing. We think ourselves into a spiral of past and future that is not real. As you do this work, notice the way the mind works. Notice the spirals of past, future, past, future, past, future. Always reworking that incident from 30 minutes ago or 30 years ago. Just notice. And as you notice, say the word love. Bring love to that process. Maybe you're sitting at a red light and you notice the person in the car next to you. Send that person love. What harm can it do? Send yourself love. Say, hey, this is pretty good. Car's running. Light's going to turn sooner or later. I'm on my way to my destination. My heart is beating. I can love this. This is worthy of my love. Maybe it is only worthy of one moment, but it is at least worthy of that one moment and as much love as you can bring to it. Maybe later on in the day you can do it again, and maybe one more time before drifting off to sleep. If it feels difficult, remember that you are not just one drop of water. You are the ocean. Without you, the 7 billion of us who make up the rest of the human race, there would be no ocean. What are oceans but multitudes of drops? You can love that.